congregation and the bridal party please be seated? I would like to read two portions of scripture. The first is in Psalm 118, from verse 23 to the end. This is the Lord's doing, it is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. And then I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 19 and read from verse 4 to 6. And this is Jesus speaking. Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain, or two, shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain or two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And it's these words, what therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Now, this that we've witnessed today resembles or is an example of Christ and the church. Christ the bridegroom, the church the bride. And Jesus tells us very clearly in these words that we have read that it is a message from the beginning of creation, male and female, joining together. Nowadays, this is just a general to you all, and nowadays this is done away with, turned inside out and upside down. But the word of God will stand, and it will stand until the end of time. You two now have joined together, and it is a blessed thing for a man to be called a husband and a lady to be called a wife. But it is not just a word. It is what goes with that, and there's many responsibilities. Your lives have changed as of today. You will always have been married until the end when you die. So you have to take on these responsibilities with the name, okay? And you cannot go in your own direction. It is not something now that you make a decision and you do your own thing. You have to consider each other. You do not pull away from each other. You pull together. Okay? If we look at this in several points, but one of them is what God has given us as a human body. If you look at your body, if something hurts, something goes wrong, the rest of the body cares for that part. And that's exactly what happens in marriage. Now you've been joined together, you have got to care for each other. You are one person. You are being brought together. One flesh, God calls it. And if we look at this meaning of the word care, we can see coming that you each have got to carry each other in prayer. You've got to. It's not a point of I can't carry him. You've got to carry each other in prayer. You've always got to listen. C and A. You've always got to be ready to listen. And the R is respect each other. I know it's hard at times, but you must respect each other of what you are. And the E is effort. It will take a lot of effort. It isn't easy. Those of us who have been married many years have used a lot of effort. It's not an easy thing. So that's how we should care. Now God has joined these two together, and it is the strongest bond on earth. There is nothing stronger, because God has joined them. And He is the only one that can break it. Nobody else. You cannot break this bond. People break it, but they are still, it's still recorded on high, the bond that they had together. God is the only one that can break this bond. Always remember this. And in the sight of God, you are one. In the sight of man, you are one. In the sight of your parents, you are one. In the sight of your families, you are one. In the sight of your neighbours, you are one. In the sight of your work colleagues, you are one. And that's how you must live, as one. Not two individuals, one. Now, there's three little things I want to speak about. And that's, Emily, you know a lot about sewing and stitching and designing. And Phil, you've been very supportive. Very accommodating. The first stitches that were ever made on earth were from Adam and Eve. And they tried to hide from God because they'd been disobedient. So they sewed together fig leaves and they tried to hide what they'd done from Him, because they had been found out that they were naked. Sewing's been going on a long time. The next person to sew anything was God. Because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve, a sacrifice had to be made which pointed to Jesus. Blood had to be shed. And their skins, God took and He made two coats. And He made one for Adam and He made one for Eve. And it's so beautiful that He gave them one each. He didn't give them one to share. And He brought them to them and to put them on to cover their nakedness. Now what this speaks about is the robe of righteousness that the Lord Jesus brought out. He made the robe of righteousness. And think of the stitches that went into it. Every single one of them was with love for His people, so that they one day would be covered with a glorious white robe. Now, what we've got to think about is, although you're one flesh, He didn't make your souls one. You still have an individual soul, and that soul still needs saving. You still need to know where you're going for eternity. I must say these things because one flesh doesn't mean one soul. You are still individual between God, before God, but in His sight as flesh you are one to be married. Okay. Now, I looked up a few stitches and I found the back stitch, and I was thinking to myself that you've said before God now some lovely things, and you vowed before Him. You actually vowed. You didn't just say it, you vowed. Never go back on those vows. Never break those vows. As the Lord helps you, and you will need Him to help you, but never go backwards. And then I thought of the back stitch. I thought, never turn your backs on God. You're tempted to. You will be tempted to, but never turn your backs upon Him. And then I hope and pray one day you understand this word, that He took your sin and He cast it behind His back. Marriage is hard. Marriage has to be worked at. It is a commitment. But you remember, you cannot get time back. Every day, you can't get this day back. We are going through it now. So every day God gives you together, make the most of it. Because you can't call it back. And then I thought of the cross stitch. Don't get cross. Try not to get cross. Ask God to help you not to get cross in your marriage. And I think to myself, you know, getting cross doesn't solve anything. It doesn't solve anything. You've still got the problem, haven't you? At the cross stitch, you will come across many cross-handed purposes. Joseph watched his dear old dad, Jacob, put his hands on the wrong sons, as he thought. And he tried to take the hands off of his sons and said, not so. He tried to take them off and his dad said, not so, my son, I know it. Now, in your lives, you will have cross-handed purposes and you will try to take the hands of God and put them where you think. Don't destroy it. Let him do it. Because out of the cross-handed purposes, you will find blessings. You will find lovely things for what the Lord does. To us, it seems cross-handed, but not to him. It's never to him. And then this cross stitch, I thought of the crossroads that you and I come to, especially in a new married couple's life. There'll be so many crossroads. What have you got to do? Which direction to take? Ask Jesus. Go to the Bible. This is our map. This is how we get directed. Ask in the Lord, and he will show us. And so there will be many things that you and I come into and that are cross purposes of us, and we get cross. But remember, take it to Jesus. Whatever it is, take it to him. And then I thought of a running stitch. Now, you know more than I do about these things, but run together. It's not one of you running in front of each other. It's not one of you trying to win something. You're running together. You're both in this together. So wait for each other. Share everything. Don't take on more than you can. Share it. Because in some people in their lives, one will willingly give more to the other one and one will willingly take less. Share it. If you're running together. And in this running, you will find that it's not a sprint. It's not getting to the finish line as quickly as you can. It's a marathon. It's a long time. As the Lord spares you, and I hope and pray he does, it will be a long time. And it's like an obstacle course. There are so many things you have to go over. You remember at school doing those obstacle courses, and it was hard work, wasn't it? But the Lord helping you, keep running. There will be hills to run up. There will be muddy patches to run through. But look to Jesus, and that is the main thing. While you're running, together, looking unto Jesus, patiently running. Now, neither of you nor anyone here knows where the finish line is. Nobody knows the finish line. Everybody's running as hard as they can, together, but nobody knows the finish line. There's only one knows the line. But you and I, and especially you two, are now running towards a line. God knows that line. And when that line comes, you will be separated. You won't be together anymore in this life. So when you're running, make the most of it. When you're running, hold on to each other. When you're running, put your arms around each other. You know, if you see two runners and one of them is weak and weary, what does the other one do? Carry on running? Push them to one side? No. He willingly put his arms round whoever it is and carry them. And that's what you've got to do. This is what marriage is. This is what going forward is. Now, you've got to prove it. Okay, me standing here and telling you these things, you've got to prove it. You've got to go out into life now and prove exactly these things. The back stitch, the cross stitch, and the running stitch. And then it says, what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And that means to take apart. That means to pull apart. And I looked it up to make sure I got it right. And the thing that you, the little tool that you use to pull apart material is called a seam ripper. Never use it. Not in your marriage. Don't even think about it. Only use it for what it's meant for. And what God joins together, let not man put asunder. And he has joined you two together for your life here below. May you be blessed in it. And may we all pray for them. And may they be supported. And may nobody come into their lives to pull it asunder. Because there are things, aren't there, that come over the years. Never use that seam ripper. I know you know it, but I want everybody to know that name, because it's a lovely little tool, isn't it, when you need it. And so may the Lord bless you indeed. I give you a good day today, but may we pray that in your journey going forward, you might know those three stitches, and there's many more, and there's many examples we could give, but just those three ones are so important to us that have been married a long time, and to those who are just starting out. May the Lord bless you. Little present for you from the people at Staplehurst, the church and congregation. I'll just read it to you. This Holy Bible was presented to Emily, Philip and Emily Burgess on occasion of your marriage by the church and congregation at Providence Chapel, Staplehurst. Date the 8th of May 2024. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Try to read it every day, morning and evening, together. Right, I'll just say a prayer and the benediction. Dear Lord, we thank thee for thy help. We thank thee, dear Lord, for these great things that have taken place today. In man's eyes they are small, in thy eyes, dear Lord, they are great. And so we do pray that we might esteem these things a blessed thing. Dear Lord, may we truly have our hearts made right before thee. Bless dear Phil and Emily, we do pray. Help them forward. And as their families have been joined together, we do pray that they might be enabled to help them forward. In prayer and in encouragements and kind words. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wouldst bless them indeed and be with us each. And may we be enabled to support them where we can. And Lord, oh, we do pray that one day they might be enabled to run in thy ways. They might be enabled to run after thee. They might be enabled, dear Lord, to run through those things which thou dost give to them. So bless us all together, we do pray, and Lord, be with us through the rest of the day and forgive our many sins. And now may the grace of the dear Lord Jesus and the love of God and the sweet fellowship and communion of thy Holy Spirit rest and remain with us now and forevermore. Amen. I will give out the hymn. And while the hymn is being sung at the signing of the register. Sorry, third hymn. The third hymn. We will sing the third hymn. Whene'er we make some sudden stop, for many such we make, and cannot see the cloud cleared up, nor know which way to take, path to take. Hymn number 3. repeat the benediction. Dear Lord, we do thank Thee that Thou hast been merciful to us each. And oh, we do pray that Thou wouldst help now as we come to that important part, Lord, of signing the register where it is in ink. And Lord, we do pray that it might never be erased by man, that it never might be taken away. Lord, bless us now, and may the grace of the dear Lord Jesus and the love of God and the sweet fellowship and communion of Thy Holy Spirit rest and remain with us each now and always. Amen.